We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Hilchos Erevin, in the middle of Siman Shin Pei Vav, the halachas of Shituv, as it applies to the halachas of Erevin, which is called Shituv Mabayis. Siv Vav, this is on the bottom of page 510, Reishon and Hayom Beis. In the middle of discussing that more types of foods you can make for a Shituv Mabayis than you do by an Erubi Chateris, and says the Mechaber, Kol Davar Shuragim L'Lapis Bayis Apasa, anything that you normally use as a condiment for bread, meaning it's eaten together with bread. Sure, its measurement is as Gittin Tav for Reishon and Vav Menaf, L'Lapis Bayis Hapas, to use as a condiment for bread. Hanechel Ashtesudis, that would be eaten in 2 meals worth. B'chol She'im L'Lapis and Bayis Apasa, anything that you don't eat together with bread, sure, then its measurement is K'dei Lechem Menesh Tesudis, then you have to have 2 meals worth of just of eating that food itself. Vasachai, raw meat, lo have a lift in. That's not a condiment. It's not eaten with bread, but so you have to have 2 meals worth of meat. But roasted meat, have a lift in. That's a condiment for sure, and then its measurement is much less. Just a lapis by shteisudis, whatever you eat together with bread for 2 meals worth. Chemetz, vinegar, have a lift in. It's a condiment. You dip bread into it. V'chinyayin b'vushal, so to cooked wine. Avyayin chabir raw wine, lo have a lift in. That's not a condiment. So b'shir shtei rabiyas, then its measurement is 2 rabiyas to have 2 meals worth. V'chin shir shtar mashkim, that's also the measurement of other beverages. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut lamed off. Anything that you use as a condiment for bread, shiur l'lapis by b'chulah, then its measurement is to eat together with bread. Besagin and tzanaf, bezer regarding with this amount. But le'be'in shi'yikula kula sudas mahumina. You don't have to have the whole meal's worth of that type. Sivkot lamed beis. Raw meat, lo have a lifton. That's not a condiment. Then regil l'lapis by asapas. You don't usually eat bread together with raw meat. Sivkot lamed gimel. And betzor kedesh yechmen b'chulah. If you have to have 2 meals worth of that raw meat, I'm be'alacha de v'maschil. Ubasar, which he says to look into the Rajman or Tvon, that wonder on this, because raw meat is not even edible. And the answer that we're talking about a meat that's salted a lot until it cannot be eaten because it's so salty, and through the salting gets softened, and then it is a little bit edible. Also, the Tvon answers that the Gemara doesn't mean literally raw, but it means that meat that's a little bit cooked, but it's not fully cooked. And that's really assisted from the Sugin Sanhedrin by Ben Sarimur, that's calling it, you know, partially cooked as raw meat and daf ayin, and that is called raw lachila. Sivkot and lamadalad, but roasted meat, have a lift, and that's a condiment. And even though there are places that eat roasted meat without bread, but ladaiten it's kaladim, said the Magibram, their opinion is nullified to the majority of people. The Sharatin Islamadal says, it sounds like from his words, that even for those people themselves, it's enough with the measurement of Kedil L'Lapis. And that's what Prima Gordon explains. L'Chayr, you could support this from the halacha of Ravsin, a ravenous person that said in the Gemara that his measurement is like a regular person. What we could reject, you could say each individual person, his das is bottle, but not a whole place. He says, as I found the Goyen Yaakov, the Paskin, at least for that place themselves, they would need a measurement to eat full 2 meals worth of it, because they themselves do eat the raw meat, the roasted meat separately. But Bidin Ameh says, Mishbrub further, Bechin Basma Bushel, so to cook meat, Dina Gatzal has the Halasimalach as like roasted meat, that it's as a condiment. Sivkot and Lamed Hay, Chaymitz have a lifton, vinegar is a condiment. The shear in the bread's measurement is Kedil Tabu Bayarik, the amount that to dip vegetables in it, Mazan Shdeisu, the Sanechel Bolipas, 2 meals worth that eaten without bread. When this Rabbi Paiskim has explained the halachic authorities, the shubah revius, that measurement would be that of revius. Sivkot lamed vav, v'chinyayim mevushal, so to cooked wine. Meloshon de mashman, from this wording, it sounds like the shubah, its measurement is kedei lapis by pash, lo shal shtei sudus, to use as a condiment of bread of 2 meals worth. V'yashem, some say, the day b'chtei sh'yodim men l'kenuch shtei sudus, that's enough to bring that you wipe for 2 meals. V'l Rabbi Paiskim means that's how much, you know, for the cleaning out of the tomb. But every person have given, but most persons don't hold like that. You would have to use it as a dip, not just like some type of a dessert. Sivkot lamed zayin, yain chai, raw wine, will have a lift, and it's not a condiment because the inderech lapis, but you don't usually dip things in it. So you have to have how much you would drink in 2 meals worth. Do you stay revius? That's 2 revius. Siv Zayin, Mishtatfin b'shnei beitzim. You could make a shito for 2 eggs. I feel chayim even raw. B'shnei remain with 2 pomegranates. B'chamish afraskim with 5 peaches. B'litri yarek with a certain measurement of vegetables. B'chayim and b'bushel whether raw or cooked. B'pun lachem with moist beans. Kim lohayad if it's a handful. B'tapuchiyar with wild apples. B'malachav a kav an amount of a kav. Says Mishpura Sivkot Lamed Ches. You can make a shita with two eggs. I feel chayim even if they're raw, because the zimna soyed behind. At times, people eat a meal al pei atrak in a pressing situation with raw eggs. Simko lamates. Again, that's two meals worth. So that could be the whole erev of the whole shita of mabayis. A b'shneir money two pomegranates, b'chamisha afraskin with five peaches. Because the elbram, these things regin lo b'lekenuchta. Do they come for wiping of the meal? Like we're saying, that's like we said before regarding the dessert. And the Bashir said that the measurement is enough, like Kanuch Tesud, for two meals worth of a dessert, because of their significance. Which the Sharat Sinai Islam Zayin brings from the Gemara and Rashi, says regarding being cooked, that's not explained. It's Pashad, that the measurement is according to what the norm is to eat or to use as a condiment. It says Mishra further to the Gemara, Isa Oid Nigmar, it's also brought the Ma'arvin Basar Agoizim, the Erev, you can make Erev with 10 nuts. With one esrog, for that reason, because it has its own significance. Sivkot mem, or a liter yark, a liter of vegetables, the pachim is like less than that, lechashiv is not significant. Sivkot mem alef, ben chai, v'chulu, whether it's raw or cooked, ayin le'el, b'sivkot mechavav. Sivkot mem beiz, b'poin lach, with moist beans, sh'darkin lechachayim, which they're normally eaten raw, which Sharat Tzin, Islam Nechaz says, not dry, that's from the earth raw. That's sivkot mem gimel, so that's the amount of kumla hayada, a handful. Shazir, that's a measurement. The labas b'shtei sudi that can be used as a condiment for 2 meals worth. Says the Ritva. Sivkot memda b'tepuchi yar, wild apples. Lavisha ein derech l'ochem, because they're not norm to eat el de'atchag, only in the pressing situation. Many people disagree on this, but they hold the b'chol tepuchim, all apples, din ha'achid b'kav. Actually, they all have the halacha of having amount of b'kav. Oidi sa b'gemar, it's also brought, not just the wild ones. Oidi sa b'gemar, it's also brought in the gemar, they come tomorrow, mugregris, dates, and dry dates. Ashir hukum lekav, the measurement is the amount of a kav. B'shem and oil, shir b'davias, the measurement is revias. With vela and dried figs, shir mana, that's the measurement is a mana. Sivkot memhei malaya kav, the wild apples is the amount of a kav. The batzmach is less than that, lechashibi, it's not considered as significant. B'alach and the b'maschim malaya kav, so like we said, the lesson that's not going to be significant, that's what the Gemara says. And all these measurements that are said in the Siman, it's enough even for 1,000 people. As Burton Shin Samaches regarding Rav Chatzeis is that 2 meals worth is enough even for 1,000 people and more. Whether the shirin that was said regarding food items, whether it's said regarding beverages, that says the Rash, but not like the Raiva, that his opinion is that by beverages you need to have revias for each one when there are a lot. And that's also the opinion of the Rambam, that the shir of shtei revias is enough even for many people. Some of the deer shoes. Dishu number 25. The reason why they required 2 meals worth of sudas, Lavush writes, that's to show that it's kaveh there his dira or his shvisa, and that he's partnering with them for the whole Shabbos. And even though Shabbos eat 3 sudas, however, the ikr is the time of the sud of night and daytime. So the shlish is not so kavua because you can be yetzichi with eating some type of like just some desserts or delights. Dishu number 26. We said chaimitz is a liftin. Now, when is it considered as vinegar? The Tzeis Shabbos writes it's when it starts bubbling on the ground. Based on Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Yeridei Kuf Chav Gimel regarding Yain Nesach. But if it doesn't bubble, then it's maybe wine. The other Machzor Shekel writes that even if the vinegar is not so strong, since the norm is not to eat it to drink it on its own, just to dip in the vegetables, then the measurement is going to be the amount of how much you would dip in it, your rockets of shtei sudas. He adds on that also by wine, if the norm was to dip in the vegetables, then the shear would be also how much to dip in the vegetables. It's just that since it's not the norm to dip in it, so they give it a different shear, and therefore vinegar that you dip in it has a shear according to how much you would dip. Dish number 28, we said with the vegetables is a litra, that shear according to Rashi and Evin of Chobtes is a loig, which is 4 revias. According to Rambam, it's 2 revias. The Kavacham writes, I'll get to the one to be stringent like Shittas Rashi.